We're on the telephone with John Perryman from Moody, Texas. And John, you were telling me that you're right in the central portion of the state there?
Yes, sir, we are. We're about, hardly halfway between Austin and Dallas, a little closer to Austin than Dallas.
Okay, well, let's talk about what you grow there in that part of the country.
We grow wheat and grain sorghum and corn and cotton. Most of the time, cotton may not be our largest acreage, but it's usually our biggest money crop. We probably have, more acres of sorghum because it kind of tends to like the dry weather a little bit better, and wheat usually works well for us, and corn's kind of iffy. Like this year, we made a good corn crop for us, but we've had a lot of years of, 40 bushel corn too, and it's just kind of tough to make a go of it fat.
Well, it sounds like you had a pretty good year this year. You got some rain again, it sounds like.
We had some very timely winter rains that pushed our wheat crop along. We had probably the best wheat crop we've had in several years. And then the weather opened up enough that we could get our grain sorghum and corn planted and cotton planted. And then we got some real timely rains that fell along, and it just worked out good for us. It was so different from last year where, we just burned up.
Yeah, and in that part of the country, it seems like you're dry most of the time down there, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've got a neighbor that says we're pretty much a year-long drought with intermittent floods in between. It's just hard to get it right. Usually we've got 10 months of drought and 2 months of flood or some combination. It's a pretty good country though, but we can get awfully wet and sometimes we can get awfully dry.
So what kind of wheat yields did you end up with this year then?
We averaged a little over 60 bushels of wheat of hard red winter wheat, and it really, really did well. We got it planted in November, and we didn't think we were going to get enough moisture to get it up, but we had some real good rains right after Thanksgiving and got a good stand and got it growing and had the right winter on it. We made a very good wheat crop.
And then your grain sorghum, how'd that turn out this year?
Record-breaking for us. Just averaged a little over 5,000 pounds on several acres, a lot of acres, and just really made good.
And that converts to what in bushels then?
Bushels at 56 pounds per bushel, something less than 100, between 90 and 100 bushels. And our inputs are pretty low, compared to the Midwest here. I mean, they're not as low as they used to be with the price of fertilizer the way it is. But we usually kind of, shoot for a, 3,500 to 4,000 pound yield on grain sorghum. So we topped that by quite a bit.
Okay, let's talk about the cotton crop. Now, is that something you've harvested now, or?
No, our cotton is probably about 3 weeks away from harvesting. We got a good boll load on it right now. We've got, the rains hit it pretty good, and we've got, we've got probably a bale and a half crop right now, I think, maybe two, but I'm hoping for a bale and a half.
And what do you usually hope to get there?
Oh gosh, our insurance guarantees are probably just a little under a bale, which you're looking at long-term averages. Like last year during the dry weather, we didn't hardly make a half a bale of cotton. So, it's about three times of what we made last year and about, twice of a normal crop.
And the price good for you now then?
That's a bad thing on the cotton. We're looking at probably about half the price on cotton this year is what we could have got last year. The cotton market is really taking it on the chin. It's such a worldwide crop, and because the world economy is just makes it hard on cotton. You know, it was pretty easy to figure on, you know, $1 a pound cotton last year, and right now, with our local basis, we're probably looking at maybe 65 cent cotton.
Is that something you're able to do any forward pricing on when prices are really good, or how does that work?
Well, there probably was. There was some opportunities last winter to have sold it, and cotton contracting's gotten a little harder than it has been in the past. Used to, that you could sell acres and they would just take whatever you produced. But with some of the volatility in the cotton market, you're having to commit to bales just like you commit to bushels on grain, and it's a little tricky on cotton, and we decided we'd wait a little bit, and it was not the right thing to do.
I know there's a lot of debate about the farm bill in Congress and some changes that are probably going to be made to farm programs. Does that matter to you much there?
Well, we sure want to make sure that we want to keep the crop insurance subsidy. I think, you know, in the times we're farming in now with such high inputs, that really helps us more than, any kind of support prices. But I think that's the way it's going to go. You know, it looks like crop insurance is going to be the major push. Cotton's been, you know, usually favored in farm programs, and we've had a strong lobby. But I don't know, those days maybe numbered. It's just cotton doesn't seem to have can't quite swing the weight that it used to. And our cotton, it's become such a worldwide crop, and so much of it's used overseas now. You know, we don't really have any local mills or anything, and it's a different crop.
Well, I know you have a much earlier planting season in that part of the world than we do here in the Midwest. So you're probably making some plans for next year already?
Yeah. We'll keep things kind of mixed up just about like we normally do. You know, we like to keep a rotation, and we may increase our wheat acres a little bit more than we had last year. And we'll probably keep the bulk of our acres in grain sorghum just because it's a fairly economical crop to grow, and it seems a little better suited. And our land that's suited to cotton, we'll where the rotation works, we'll keep it in cotton. Cotton's got a lot of local infrastructure that pretty much depends on keeping the acres, and so not everybody raises cotton, but the ones that do pretty much keep the same acres every year, just to make sure we keep the gins and all the warehouses and stuff viable.